This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it's 9:09. It's the Wednesday morning talk show. Tobin Ott in for Terry Tote, alongside with everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. And we are here talking about old settlers on this weekend's edition of the Wednesday morning talk show. Kathy Dagan and Sam Whitlow are our guests. Kathy, let's start with you. Ladies first, Sam. Sorry, but ladies first. Tell us a little bit about this year's Old Settlers.
Well, this year's Old Settlers begins on Sunday with our usual activities on Sunday, the community worship, the car show, the Little Miss pageant. And then we take 2 days off and we return on Wednesday and Thursday with the main activities in downtown Hillsborough.
And Old Settlers is always a fun time, and it amazes me. There was a picture last year, I think Jeff Dunn took it, after the parade on top of his building, about the amount of people that are here in Hillsborough for that parade, because he took a picture on top of his business, and the mob of people that were heading towards Main Street for the fish stands or whatever, it was unbelievable. It filled Main Street.
It's an interesting sight to see. If you've never ridden in that parade, you need to do it one time in your life and see the people that line the streets.
Six and seven deep everywhere you go. And
everywhere.
I always think back of when I worked at the prison, and they were doing quite a bit of construction out there, building buildings, finishing buildings. And we'd always have a lot of construction people there, and they'd say, "What's this Old Settlers that Hillsborough's having?" And I said, "Well, if you're staying here, just go and see." And they would come back on Friday just amazed, as you say, at the mass of humanity, so to speak, that was there. And you know, we go to other communities and they have big crowds, but I don't know, there's just something about Old Settlers at parade time.
Absolutely.
And after the parade, you can't get down Main Street. You can't walk.
No.
It's just amazing. And it's been that way since I was a pup, and I was a long time since I was a pup.
Unfortunately, it's the big event that happens before school starts, and I think that everybody wants to get one last hurrah in, and I think that brings the people out.
Well, nowadays it's not, because school actually technically begins on Monday, but they...
That's true.
They get off, like, I think 2 o'clock on Wednesday, and then they're off Friday, Thursday and Friday, but
right.
I mean... But it's just a neat, neat event, and it's a machine that I think, what, year after year, we were talking about this before we went on the air, that it's pretty much easy to set up. You just know the dates that's going to be. You know the at least an agenda of what times the Queen candidates are going to be. But I'm assuming, like, the musical acts and everything else, that's probably the main thing that you have to worry about planning from time to time.
It is. And I don't know that that's good or bad, because I sometimes think that we get set in our ways and people say, "Well, why don't you change this and why don't you change that?"
Mm-hmm.
And I always think, it's the old saying, you know, if it ain't broken, don't fix it, you know.
Right.
But we do need new activities and new life brought into this, so we're always welcome for new ideas. People also ask, why do we have it on Wednesday and Thursday? Why don't we put it on a weekend? And you know, I have no answer for that, other than it has always been on Wednesday and Thursday. I don't know why it started that way. But when you look at the things that you can get, entertainers who just happen to have gigs in Chicago and in St. Louis, then we can get them during the week at a much cheaper price, and bands that come and things like that. It's good to have it on Wednesday and Thursday.
I think it adds to the mystique of it, having it in middle week. I'll be honest with you. The first years that when I moved to Hillsborough, I thought, why is this event not on the weekend? But now that I've gotten used to it, it adds to it. I think it makes it more special.
Well, I do feel bad for the families who have kids going to school, and they'll miss it, and kids that want to come home but can't get vacation time and things like that. I think that does make a difference, but again, we have to look at the economical viewpoint of it all, unfortunately.
Wasn't it one time, been a long time ago, but wasn't it one time it just on Thursday, wasn't it just a one-day event?
Yes, it was just a one-day event. That's been a while, though.
Yeah, and they had the parade on Thursday morning instead of the instead of the evenings. But, yeah, it's been a good while ago. But I was thinking years ago it was just a Thursday.
And then when the 100th came along, then we added the Sunday activities. So,
And speaking of Sunday activities, Sam, let's turn it over to you. That's your baby with the car show. Tell us a little bit about the car show and activities on Sunday.
Well, Sunday the 14th, we got our 28th open car show.
Sam, pull the mic closer to you. We want the world to hear you, buddy.
The open car show. We got 26 classes this year, and we redone some classes on the motorcycle side. Everybody wanted to bring their motorcycles, and then they didn't want to compete Hondas with Harleys and what have you. So I got a motorcycle, all that includes everything, and then the Harley Davidson class all, and then if you anybody's got any three-wheelers or trikes or whatever, Harley or Honda or whatever, we got a class for them. And then we got a car daily driver class and special interest, so it's open to quite a bit of cars this year. So,
and the car show pretty much takes most of Main Street, doesn't it? All the way to the blinking stoplights, almost.
Pretty near.
And then that starts when?
Sunday morning. Registrations from 9 to noon, and then judging starts, and we're generally giving trophies out about 3 or 3:30.
Okay. And then I know another activity is the concert series later on that night with Keely Zeruzin and the Ramblin' Blues Band. So
going to pick up right after the car show, and my vendors is going to stay up there in case anybody wants a lemon shake up or shaved ice or sandwich or whatever. So
absolutely, sounds like a lot of fun. And I know my family's been a participant in the car show in the past, and they've always had fun. Kathy, let's move to you. Let's talk about Wednesday for Old Settlers.
Wednesday, the main event is the Queen Parade and Queen Pageant. And then after that, we have the Harmon Family Band coming again this year. Everybody really enjoyed them last year, so we thought we'd give them another try this year. Our girls have been working very hard this summer. It's been a difficult summer with all this heat and rain that we had earlier. But they're out working hard, and we appreciate their good work for Old Settlers.
Okay, so the Queen Pageant will start around 7-ish?
Parade is at 7, and then the pageant probably will be about 7:30 at the main stage.
Okay, and that's always neat to see the parade of queen candidates. That's always a neat touch to Old Settlers.
It's a nice added attraction, I think.
And then, of course, backing up for all this, I believe the community worship service is at 10.
Correct.
And it's at Beckemeyer again?
Yes. And also on that day, we have our little Miss contest at the Moose Club.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see some cute little girls and
Absolutely.
Anxious little mothers.
And that's
it's a fun place to be.
The community service that we're going back, that's Sunday.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
10 o'clock.
Okay, so Sunday we've got community service, we've got the Little Miss and Mr. contest, we've got the car show, we've got the concert series Sunday night, Wednesday.
Don't forget the dog show and the turtle race and the household sciences. We added a jelly category. Unfortunately, I don't make any of these things, and they don't let me taste any of them, so I'm kind of out of that.
The science thing, that's at the Moose, too,
at the
right?
Moose.
That's right. I forgot about that. I should know these things.
Don't you make a crabapple jelly or something? You could
I'm just the crab apple.
You're just the crab apple. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll drop that there.
Well, move along. Let's move along to Thursday.
As a Mexican says, no comente. Okay.
No hablo español.
Yeah.
Let's move.
Thursday is a very exciting day. We start with the Kitty Parade at 10 o'clock in the morning. We have half-price carnival rides. And then we have the big parade Thursday evening. And we have this year on stage Connor Torrey. And he is a Neil Diamond impressionist. Takes you back a few years, too. But one of our queen candidates knew Neil Diamond. He's back into things, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, he'll be good entertainment.
He's one of those. Neil Diamond's one of those acts that he has a special following, and he never goes away. I mean, he's always has a niche here. So, the parade. What time does the parade come out?
The parade starts at 6:30 on Thursday evening.
So that means if anyone wants to come to the borough to see the parade, you have to get here by, 4:30? Because chairs and that will already be lined up.
They'll be out there Thursday morning.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Yes.
And the theme is what this year?
Coming home.
That's a good theme.
I think so, too.
I like that.
And there'll be a lot of people just do exactly what you said. Some people don't get their vacations, but those that do will be coming home for Old Settlers and also for class reunions.
Correct.
That's a biggie.
Yes.
And one thing I find fascinating about Old Settlers, and Kathy, we've talked about this during our conversations in the past, it's kind of like a dream sequence. You go to bed Tuesday night, Main Street's normal. You wake up Wednesday morning, and there's a carnival right on Main Street. You may have maybe too much fun Thursday, and you wake up Friday morning and everything's gone. It's like a dream sequence. It's neat how well this comes to play.
It's amazing. At 11 o'clock, they're supposed to start cleaning the street, and the carnival moves out, the vendors move out. They hose down the street, and it's over. You know?
This is the first year that I don't have to stay up all night.
Yeah.
Help clean the Main Street.
And I'll bet you miss that, too.
What are you going to do with your free time now, Sam?
Go home and go to bed.
All right, there you go.
Be a normal person.
Sam is becoming very well acquainted with the two famous words in every man's vocabulary, honey, dew.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sam's becoming acquainted with that.
Absolutely. How big is the honey-do list, by the way, Sam?
It's getting bigger.
Is it? it just seems a lot of activity, though, for Old Settlers.
It's a busy time. There's a lot of people that are involved that you don't ever see. You don't know that they help. But they're there, and without them, we wouldn't make it.
Why don't we take some time? Tell us a little bit about the committee that puts this on and who's involved.
Well, we have our basic officers, consists of myself and Sarah Ernst and Janet Spencer and Fern Burke. And then we have many, many committee people, art show with Carol Page and Terry. We have the car show with Sam and Barb do. We have entertainment that Jeff Eisentrap does. The booth on Main Street is Julie Eisentrout. The Household Sciences, Nancy and Susie Gaylor head that up. Of course, the church service is handled by the Ministerial Association. The Little Miss is handled by Chrissy Lentz, and she just does such a wonderful job. You walk into that moose and you think you're among royalty right there. And this year she's changed her theme again. I can't wait to see it because she's decorating with red and zebra print. And I think it'll be just gorgeous in there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
That's one thing about the hall. It's a big size hall that you can hold quite a bit of people for the Little Miss. And I know that always attracts a nice size crowd.
It does, yes. We have the dog show, which the Stewarts handle, of course, both parades. The Ladies Civic Club does the kitty parade. and which the theme for that is I'm going to. That's very open.
Yeah.
You could be more than anything on that one. And of course with that we always give carnival ride tickets to the kids, so it's a good thing to be a part of.
And that's a big event for the youngsters, is Kitty Parade.
We always have about 500 kids in that parking lot, and it's a zoo.
Looks like ants crawling around over there.
They do, but it's a fun time. And, of course, the carnival. I always enjoy the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
I love the top of the Ferris wheel. I wish they'd just leave me up there someday, but I haven't yet.
Oh, don't suggest it.
I love the way it's set up. You've got rides around the square and then Main Street all the way down to basically the Moose Lodge is basically your vendors and that. And then you pick up rides again basically from the Moose all the way down to almost what Milanus's or almost the City Hall almost. Mm-hmm. You go that far.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always something for everyone. After Thursday, you take like a week off and you reevaluate how things went this year. How long does it take you to plan each year for Old Settlers?
We usually wait about 2 weeks. We have our finale dinner with the girls and then get suggestions from them. And then we have one more meeting to wrap everything up. And then I would say by the 1st of October, we're pretty well finished. And then in January, we start thinking about it again.
And you, of course, your entertainment, you have to look down the road to get these people, like you say, sometimes easier because it's a Wednesday and a Thursday during the week, and it's a little easier to catch these people. But entertainers are busy, so you have to be on top of that.
Entertainers are busy and expensive.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely.
But we always manage to have very good entertainment, I feel. Jeff does a wonderful job. He's right in there knowing all the names and what's going on with them. And he had them real early this year. So.
Well, you have two good groups of entertainment lined up for both Wednesday and Thursday, certainly. The Harmons on Wednesday and the Neil Diamond impersonator. I've had the opportunity to hear this gentleman. He's very good.
Is it good? I'm glad to hear that.
And, I mean, and speaking musically, though, that's got to be a thin line, not a thin line, but kind of a hard act to book every year because you don't want to, you want to attract the elderly and get something that they would enjoy, but you want to attract the younger generation, too. I mean, that's got to be a little tricky, too.
It is a little tricky. Probably our biggest one has been 2 years ago when we had the Beatles here. No, I guess that was,
American English?
Yes.
Yeah.
That group. And that attracted a lot of people up there. But that kind of played to a lot of people, too.
Mm-hmm.
The younger people could understand what they were singing and have a good time with it. And the older people, which I'm kind of one of those older people now, you know, that was our music, so.
I think one of those years you had fireworks, and that kind of helped out, too, if I'm not mistaken.
See, I'd have fireworks every year. I think they're just the touch, but the treasurer says, I don't think so.
And they're getting expensive also.
They are.
Already expensive. To have, quote, unquote, a good display of fireworks, it costs a lot of money.
So we'll just put that off for another special year and have them again sometime.
It's just amazing. Old Settlers, it seems like it just gets here faster and faster year after year.
I thought I was doing really good in May. I had everything all planned out and what I needed to do, when I needed to do it. And the last 2 days, I've been running around like I'm nuts, you know, trying to get it caught up.
When I called you, I thought it was funny when I called you to book you for this program, your answering machine, it's Old Settlers time. If you need this, you call this number. If you need that, you call this number.
Yeah.
That's the Old Settlers hotline. Oh, and that way I don't have to return a lot of calls.
Wow.
It helps.
She's kind of like I am. If you call and don't get her under normal time, she has a ditty on her answering machine.
But you're out chasing bad guys.
Yeah.
So.
Me and Tano.
Yeah, you and Tano.
Today. the day of our car show, I've got to tell you, Barb's going to be in the new zone building where your Escape used to be.
The zone, okay.
And that's where they're going to do registration. We've done it the last few years, so.
And that would be good to show off the new building, because I know they've been working hard trying
to
get that built.
They ain't going to have it all done, but they said we could use it anyway, so.
A lot of volunteer efforts went in on that, too.
Boy, it has been an effort, and it's really going to be nice.
We're approaching the end here. Kathy Dagan and Sam Whitlow are our guests. We're talking about Old Settlers, which will be August 14th, 17th, and 18th in Hillsboro. Anyone that's new to Old Settlers wants to come out. What would you say you have to get? I could think of one thing right off the bat.
Oh, see, I start at one end of Main Street and go up the other end eating.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think of Old Settlers, my first thought is that Pronto Pup man that's right outside of John's Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
He has that little yellow Pronto Pup wagon, and he's been here as long as Old Settlers has been here, or his family has. And that's what I have to have.
See, I could think of, let's see, you got the Knights of Columbus with the fish sandwich.
And then I have a fish sandwich.
Yeah. Let's see. The Kiwanis with Kiwanis with the ice cream.
Ice cream, yes.
And then you gotta have a Lion's Lemon Shake Up.
Right.
And the beef feeders with the ribeye.
Oh,
right.
And who sells the fish patties up there?
That's the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
You know what that means? I'm gonna have to save my paycheck for money for Old Settlers, because by the time Old Settlers is done, it's gone. Which is a good thing.
And throw your diet out the window for Wednesday and Thursday.
I tell you what.
Somebody called me last night and wanted to have a pie booth up there, and I said, come on.
Absolutely.
I thought that sounded good.
Absolutely. Sam, Kathy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you guys out at the Old Settlers. I know we'll be broadcasting out there during our normal routine. Uncle Ralph, how about we do this again next week?
We probably will.
I think so.
It's
potential.
Gotten to be a kind of a Wednesday tradition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kathy, Sam, thank you so much for your time. And that concludes this weekend's, or this, the Wednesday morning talk show. In for Terry Tote.
We need Terry back.
I know. See, when you do the around Montgomery County in the forum, sometimes, you know, I always end it, and this concludes this weekend's edition. Well, so I went into that mode, but that's it for the Wednesday morning talk show. For Terry Tote, I'm Tobinot. He's Uncle Ralph. The Wednesday morning talk show brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield.